Let's go, girls.
Welcome to the AmeriChicks with Kim Monson and Molly Vogt. Molly is a former mutual fund consultant and retirement plan specialist who is currently the director and founder of My Purse Politics. Kim served as a city councilwoman, is a former investment broker, and now a successful entrepreneur. Now, let's hear what's hatching in local and national politics with the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim.
Hey, we hope you are having a terrific Tuesday. We are the AmeriChicks. I'm Kim Munson.
I'm Molly Vogt.
And we are excited that you are tuning in. If you are sitting in traffic, then you're lucky because you're going to have a really great show to listen to. We are the AmeriChicks. Check us out on our website, AmeriChicks.com. That's where we are on Facebook and Twitter as well. There's all kinds of great information there, Molly. In fact, all of our shows are archived there. There's even this great video that you thought up on there.
So, yeah, so, I am a movement.
Yeah. So check it out. Actually, it's a pretty cool move. And given when we did that just about a year ago, mm-hmm. we had no idea how it was going to be a foretaste of what was going to be happening in America today with all the division.
It totally is. Check it out. It's called I Am a Movement. And you know, we're really asking people to come together. There's so much division today. I mean, there was last year and there was the year before. It just seems to keep getting deeper and deeper in it. And people are taking it political. And I don't think that we should take it political. And I don't think we should see each other as, you know, one side versus another side, because there's something inside of all of us that we can agree on. We're Americans. And we all have wants and needs and hopes and loves and families. And or at least, yeah, I think as most of us do, you know, we genuinely probably want kind of good for everyone, but maybe we have different ideas of how we go about getting there. Is it by government force? Is it by bullying it? Is it by shutting people's voices down? Or is it by having an intelligent conversation and inviting other people to debate? And are we open to sharpening sword with sword by actually being courageous enough to have a conversation with somebody that we may not agree with everything on? That's how we learn. You and I don't agree on everything.
No, we don't.
And that's how you learn, Kimmy.
I disagree.
Fair enough.
So we have a really great show planned today.
But the point with the I'm a Movement is go to our AmeriChicks I'm a Movement Facebook page and please share with us the number one issue on your heart, why it matters to you personally in your non-government or smaller government solution. Because we think we mm-hmm. the people can solve these problems better than big government can.
Well, and you know what? We've been getting quite a few people going in and commenting. And right now, it seems like security, national security is one of the most important issues. And of course, with what you see happening in Las Vegas, you know, there's this great thing about the everyday, you know, where you just are doing your basic things. To get to go to a concert, to go to the grocery store, just the things that you expect to be able to do safely. And I think the country is totally in shock with what happened in Las Vegas. Our hearts go out to everyone that's affected there. Our prayers for all of you. It is a really tough time. It sounds like the community in Las Vegas is just wrapping their arms around these victims. Apparently, I heard last night, they were saying, don't come down to give blood right now. We have enough of a supply. You know, wait until tomorrow afternoon and we'll assess that. I mean, Americans, I mean, it's really kind of amazing what we do. We step up and help each other.
We always do. We step up and we help each other, and we step up and we help people in other countries, because we don't want anybody to be held down. We don't want anybody to be repressed. We don't want anybody's property to be taken. We don't want anyone to have cruel and unusual punishment. We want to help each other. And that's what Americans are. That's mm-hmm. what Americans stand for. In World War II, in the Civil War, in the Revolutionary mm-hmm. War, we stand side by side against tyranny mm-hmm. and for our brothers and sisters, people that we may never meet. But that's what we stand for. That's what you and I stand for and fight for now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we pay attention to what's going on at the state legislature, the city council, eyes mm-hmm. on the process, RTD. Lori Bratton's going to join us in a moment and give us an update on what happened with the special session called by Governor Hickenlooper for Senate Bill 267. But the point is, keep an eye on what's going on, because there are people that want to take away your rights.
Well, and they want to take away your money also, which that is an excellent
segue.
That's a
property, right? My money's my property, right?
Right,
is that a question mark or an exclamation?
Right. And so that segues beautifully into Senate Bill 267, which was a bill that was passed in the last 3 days of the legislature. It was rammed through. And in doing so, they forgot some things. And so now Governor Hickenlooper has asked all of the legislators to come back to fix that. But the thing about it, the fix actually raises taxes. If you take away taxes, then the people should have the right to vote if you're going to increase taxes. And that's under the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And Lori Bratton, she's with Principles of Liberty, and they do great work. In fact, when we get to... When we get into the legislative session, it is really great information that they share with us. They let us know how things are going regarding the you know, the different bills out there. And I guess I should correct myself. Rich Bratton is with Principles of Liberty. Lori just happens to be married to Rich.
Right.
Is that correct, Lori? Did I get that right finally?
Kim, you did. My husband certainly is the nonpartisan, and I am the partisan.
You should have seen Molly look at me, and that's why I was kind of scrambling there a little bit. So I'm, because I like to try to get it right. So I apologize on that. So Rich Bratton is with Principles of Liberty, and then Lori, you really keep eyes on the process, and you've been watching the Senate Bill 267. So what happened today?
So thanks, Kim. Yes, I and Molly, I do try to keep a really close eye on the process because even though I'm a small business owner, I know there are so many other small business owners who are out there working on their small business during the day and certainly cannot be watching as closely as you and Molly do and as I do. And I know we're all happy to report on what's going on.
You know, Lori Bratton, let me just jump in on that because what you are doing is so important. Because I've just really started to become involved in that. And Molly and I have decided we have another new tagline, and that is lobbyists for the little guy. Because I went down and testified against the sister of Senate Bill 267, which
the
was
wicked sister.
Yeah, which was House Bill 1242. And I was there for 6 hours, and there is nobody there that is representing the regular guy. And so we really appreciate what you're doing, keeping an eye on this.
Oh, I'm so glad you do, and I really appreciate you and Susan Kochevar of the Colorado Republican Business Coalition goes down and testifies, you know, and you guys representing, the small business people. A lot of times the big business, they can afford the lobbyist, and the little guys, we're just all hanging out here on our own. But there are people who care, and I appreciate you going down there because, yeah, as you know, sometimes these hearings can go on for a long time. They drag on, or the time changes.
And I think it's by design.
Really, I think a few employees.
I do think it's by design. But so what happened today, Lori, with Senate Bill 267?
Well, with 267, which I would consider it was an unconstitutional bill, and they wanted to make an unconstitutional fix. Yesterday, the governor had called a special session on fixing a mistake that they made, an alleged mistake, when they crammed this bill through in the last couple days of session, which, you know, you should never do a cram down like that because you're going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So he calls all the legislators back, all the way, you know, and they have, a lot of them are small business people, and they have appointments, and they have
vacations, right,
and they have all this stuff. Boom. Now they all have to, by law, you know, come back. He never called any of the Republicans ahead of time and said, hey, I want to work with you, you know, on this fix. He just, boom, one day he called the session, and the Senate president and the majority leader that were Republicans were very surprised to hear that. So he called this session. It started on Monday. They started two identical bills, one in the House and one in the Senate. The Senate sent that their bill to transportation, and the Transportation Committee killed that yesterday. The House sent their bill to House Finance. That bill was passed. And then this morning, that bill was sent over to – it was passed out of the House, so it went over to the Senate, and the Senate then killed that bill in Senate Transportation. So, you know, it was all, you know, a bunch of taxpayer money spent for nothing.
Do we know how much it's going to cost by any chance?
You know, I think I heard somebody say maybe
$75,000.
Okay. Dollars.
Every penny counts, you know.
And every penny counts. That's taxpayer dollars.
You bet.
So it was killed. So boom, it's done. And they can address that again in January because the Colorado legislature is a part-time legislature. May or January through May, and President Grantham of the Senate told them, no, we can address this in a couple months when we start in January. So, you know, it just makes me wonder why Governor Hickenlooper.
Yeah, I can't figure it out.
Because it is a bipartisan, and if you're not going to work with everybody ahead of time to see if something can actually be accomplished, are you just doing this to grandstand? Are you, you know, why are you doing this when because you have to work with people, as you ladies just mentioned, if you want to, you know, get things done. But ultimately, you know, you should have crammed something down in the last few days of the session in the first place. Maybe these mistakes would have happened.
And Lori Bratton, in the first place, you like you just said, the Republicans and Democrats, both people, so there are people on both sides of the aisle that voted for this bill. So when they went back to the special section, it was addressed one part where they had mistakenly not allotted certain marijuana tax to go to certain areas and certain districts. When they came back together, why is it that you think that people that voted for this before didn't vote for it now?
Well, I did think it was very interesting that, well, there was a Senate Republican who was a co-sponsor of the original bill, and that co-sponsor was not even contacted by Governor Hickenlooper before the special session was called.
Okay. Lori, thank you. Sorry, thanks. Hang on. We've got to go to break. I just, it's very curious to see, you know, when something's crammed through at the last minute of any session, be it federal level, state level, anywhere, crammed through, that means people don't have the time to read it. So whatever the reason, I'm glad they got together and finally apparently read it. But thanks for always keeping your eyes on the process. Stick with us. This is the AmeriChicks.
You bet.
If you're a veteran looking to purchase a home, choose the local experts, Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook at Home Mortgage Alliance. VA loans offer qualifying veterans the option to buy without a down payment. And since these loans are government insured, limited closing fees. Active duty military, reserves, National Guard, retired military, and surviving spouses may qualify. Give Kim Sturtz or Mark Cook at Home Mortgage Alliance a call today at 303-888-2732. Or check them out on the AmeriChicks referral list at AmeriChicks.com. Home Mortgage Alliance LLC is an approved FHA lender and sponsored agent of VA loans. NMLS number 1137507. In America, we stand on the shoulders of giants. Benjamin Franklin and other founding fathers handed us a republic and challenged us to keep it. The challenge remains today, more than 240 years later. The AmeriChicks invite you to call in every weekday afternoon at 5 p.m. to sort through the smoke and mirrors to discuss government policies as right versus wrong rather than right versus left. Denver's only female-hosted call-in talk show on your drive home. The AmeriChicks, Kim Monson and Molly Vogt, sponsored by Yanni's in the Landmark for the best lamb chops in town. Weekday afternoons at 5 on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Bookkeeping, accounting, and taxes, oh my! No need to worry about your company or personal finances with the proven professionals at Predovich & Company. Predovich & Company are certified public accountants who offer exceptional services to individuals, businesses, and nonprofits. Serving the South Metro area, the team at Predovich & Company strives to take a proactive approach in understanding your tax, accounting, and bookkeeping needs and situation. Give Predovich & Company a call at 303-791-3000 or check out their website at dpredovich.com and be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
It's time. October is here, and the scary features are hitting the screen. Please join the historic 88 Drive-In Theater and be sure to bring someone to hold on to for their upcoming triple features. Admission at 88 Drive-In Theater is only $8 per person, and children under 12 are free. Your admission includes all features. Stay for one or all three. New fall box office hours are 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 6:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday. To stay up to date on movie showings and times, go to 88drivein.net and like the 88 Drive-In on Facebook. And be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
This is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. You just heard the ad for historic 88 Drive-In, and it's so amazing, Kimmy, that this place is still standing, and it's just kind of like, you know, it's just old-fashioned. You want to go back in time and get in your 50 Chevrolet and take your loved ones over to the movie theater and get some popcorn, funnel cakes, cider now because it's cool out. But I wanted to tell everybody the movies at 88 Drive-In right now because it's scary season.
Thank you for the sound effects
after
there.
After the kids fall asleep from the Lego Ninjago movie at 7. After that, the Hitman's Bodyguard comes on at 8:50 p.m. Scary, scary. And It at 10:50 p.m. Scary, scary. So just wanted everybody to know, go check out the 88 Drive-In. It's our friend Susan Koshevar's place, and she's been a great sponsor of our show. So thanks to Susan.
Absolutely. And we have a really, I think I'm really excited about this show today. We have Dr. Gerard Lamero. He is an author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. Sounds like a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
And he's an author, and he's on a lot of different TV shows and radio shows. And he's worked with a lot of different campaigns, and he worked with Ronald Reagan, and he was an assistant dean, I think, at assistant professor in Colorado State University, or CSU's College of Business. And anyway, he's just a really, really interesting guy, and he's kind of a new guy. We haven't really talked to him before. And he had an article out regarding Trump's brilliant NFL strategy, and kind of with a question mark. We're like, huh, let's reach out to him. And so we have him on the show.
Yeah.
So Dr. Lamero, welcome. This is the AmeriChicks, Molly Vogt and Kim Munson.
Well, it's great to be with you. You sound like you have a wonderful show. It's true, we've never been on. I don't know how we ever missed, but I'm happy to be on tonight.
Well, great. Well, we're connected
glad you're
now.
Here.
Yeah.
Dr. Lamero, do you live in Colorado now, or where are you?
I do. I live in Fort Collins, and I talk all over the world.
Awesome.
But I'm based right here in Fort Collins.
Cool. All right. Well, we've got to get you in. I was looking through your bio, and it looks like you do a lot as far as political strategy and kind of looking at the numbers and what you think is going to happen. And so it's interesting that you have said that it seems like you're making a case that Trump's response to the NFL kneeling protest may be a brilliant political strategy.
Why so?
Well, it could be, too, that he just has great instincts, but the effect is the equivalent of a brilliant political strategy. Well, it turns out there are three reasons I have to think it is brilliant politically. One is it really does consolidate his base. For the people who voted for him, they wanted a strong, tough, conservative-sounding president, of which he is most of the time. Once in a while, he throws in a little populism. But he's basically got conservative instincts. The base loves it. The base likes the idea that he is not kowtowing to anyone. You know, you remember Obama, famous visit to the Saudi king, you know, mm-hmm. and he bowed to the king. And I thought, boy, that's terrible. And most people are sort of upset about that. Well, you don't see Trump bowing to others. He stands up for what he believes in, and people like it. He's for the flag, the national anthem, and the military that have fought to give us the rights of freedom that we have, and people like that. The second big reason is aggregation of his base. Not only is he consolidating his base, but he's adding to it. This may surprise you and others who are listening, but believe it or not, there are many traditional liberals who have voted Democrats for decades who are abandoning the Democratic Party because they see it going off the deep end. You know, the fact that Antifa can go and try to shut down conservative voices at Berkeley and other places. They can start fires, hit people with baseball bats and clubs, and do other things that are just obviously illegal. And that it's putting the Democrats on the side of violence. And a lot of people who are traditional liberals who want big government don't want violence and don't want a totalitarian-type Marxist party. And they're thinking that that's the way the Democratic Party is going. And then the third big thing is isolation. By doing this strategy, Trump is calling out where he stands, but at the same time, all the Democrats who are trying to attack him, they take the opposite side. So you see people on the House of Representatives floor taking the knee, showing all Americans that they support these people who are against the flag, against the anthem, and are not showing respect for this nation. And as president, he has the right and the duty to uphold the country and to bring it together and to stand for things like the flag and the national anthem. So I think it's a brilliant strategy consolidating the base, adding to the base, and isolating his opponents.
You know, Dr. Lemire, I think it's interesting. I'm just thinking, as you're giving all of these examples of, you know, the people want a president that stands strong for what America is and what America believes in, our military and our people. We put into power elected leaders to protect us. I mean, common defense, that's number one. And to have our president defend our flag should be the number one thing that we want from the right and the left. Everybody should want that. Everybody should want our president to protect we the people, regardless of the political persuasion. And, you know, Kim and I have talked a lot about leadership in the past couple of weeks. And I think a lot of people have been looking for leadership and examples. And with so much violence and division, it seems to me that when Donald Trump stands up for the flag, he's standing up for the people. And I think that people want to know what somebody's for, rather than what somebody's against. Does it seem like that to you at all?
Oh, absolutely. You're right. And in large measure, that's the reason Donald Trump won. They were looking for someone. You know, there were lots of people who ran. 17 people ran starting in 2015 for the presidency on the Republican side. But they didn't pick the most conservative. I'm talking about the voters. They didn't pick the most conservative. They didn't pick the most experienced necessarily in government. They pick somebody who's going to be a tough leader. We have a long tradition over our 240-year history of picking people like former generals, former people that have a distinguished record in their particular area. And Trump was that type of person. He's a strong leader. He talks tough. He doesn't mince his words. He doesn't try to sugarcoat anything. And believe it or not, that's exactly what the base wanted. They wanted somebody to stand up to the media because they know the media has been producing a lot of fake news in the last few years. They wanted somebody to stand up to the left because the left has been degrading and denigrating the country. They wanted somebody to stand up for the Constitution, and he has done that. And certainly the left really tries to downplay the Constitution. The last president had all these executive orders that were questionable from a constitutional point of view. The president isn't in the role of making legislation. He or she is in the role of executing the laws that are made by Congress. And so now I think we have a president who does that. He looks to the Congress for laws, and he enforces the ones he sees, and he also stands up for our country. And by the way, I think they're quite happy, his base and his newly acquired base, that people are finally standing up to North Korea. And, you know, it's interesting. Trump said some things over the last few days about North Korea and saying, you know, 25 years of other presidents, and what have we got negotiating with North Korea? Nothing. They don't listen to us. They just want what they want. And he's sort of saying, like, this is a waste of time. Well, you know what? It's probably true, because most of the tweets he says that are controversial turn out to be totally true.
Right. Well, you're totally right. You know, Dr. Gerard Lemire, your website for people that want to read more of your stuff is greatnewsforamerica.com. Is that correct?
Right.
Greatnewsforamerica.com. I want everybody to know that. You know, I think that we've had for so long, we've had politicians that are just, they say the right thing. That's sweet. It's nice. They make this beautiful case that it's for the people. And they're just going to, we're going to just allow, you know, other countries that want to harm us to develop weapons because it's better than going to war. And they sell us that it's better for us to just let them build up their arsenal against us because it's going to be fine. And the day will never come. The can will always continually be kicked down the aisle. It's never going to come. Nothing's ever bad going to happen. And they say the same thing about healthcare, and government's got to take it over and it'll be free for everybody. And now that we're seeing what free healthcare looks like, nobody can afford it anymore. Nobody has doctors that'll let them come in and see them anymore. We've got waiting lists. And I think I feel like we're kind of at that point where people said, I'm tired of politicians being, you know, wimpy and quiet and selling me snake oil. And I like the fact that President Trump now is walking in and he's a real man and he's saying the truth and he is standing up and he is being sometimes really, really harsh with it, but he's saying the truth. And that means he's standing up for us.
Absolutely. You know, remember a few months back when he said, he was bugged during the campaign. Yeah. Well, now it's turning out that the Pfizer folks were letting a lot of his people get bugged, including in Trump Tower, apparently. So I think that what he says, while it sounds controversial, tends to be exactly what the truth is, and that really throws the other side, because they're not used to anybody telling the truth.
The truth is hard. Yes.
Well, and Dr. Lamero, it's Kim here. And the fact that he tweets, I think that, you know, there are those in the mainstream media, they are trying to marginalize his tweets. You know, you have people on the Republican side say, oh, I wish he'd quit tweeting. But that is his way that he can communicate directly with the American people. And sometimes I look at some of his tweets, and they're not, I mean, I think that the mainstream media is trying to blow that out of proportion, because I think that it's great that he has that message board that he can get to the American people.
Absolutely. And by the way, you know, in my book, Great News for America, which was my book all about the 2016 election that I wrote in 2015, and it came out in January 2016, one of the things I pointed out, which happens to be true, is that it was going to be a historic election. I went back and studied all the major presidential elections since, well, the life of the country, 240 years. And one of the things that's remarkable that I found turned out to be true. And my predictions, my 10 predictions, pretty much came out just like I said. And one of them was that every historic election always has associated with it a new mainstream media, a new media. And the new media in this election was Twitter. The old media tends to die out, starting with the historic election. You know, if you go back to like 1828, President Jackson, the new mainstream media then was the newspaper. That was a big deal. And you go throughout history, you'll see there's different big changes in media. We had a big change in media. I predicted the death of the mainstream media as we know it. It is dying. The business models are broken. They're laying off editors. They're losing office space because they can't afford it. They're losing readers, listeners. All of them in the mainstream media are in trouble. And they will continue to decline, especially as they push fake news and people don't want to read fake news. They want the truth. And on the other hand, Twitter, which is, you know, the signature of Donald Trump, his way of communicating with the American people, people like it. It's quick, it's fast, it's easy, it comes out every day, almost. And he has a message. And I think that's just one sign of how he is leading, you know, this country forward into this new era that we're moving into, and we are moving into a new era.
We sure are. Stick with us, Dr. Lamero. We're going to go to break and be right back. But I think you're right. When you go to the news media, you go straight to Twitter, it goes direct. You see exactly what somebody said and exactly the way they wrote it. There's no grapevine challenges. There's no, oh, he said, she said, and maybe something got missed up on the way. It's straight news.
Dude, I need help. How can I perfect my golf swing and keep my promise to put in a whole new kitchen by next month?
No worries. Call Rafe and Colin at Harmony Ridge Construction. They've been doing this for 40 years all over the globe. Trust me, they'll make you look like a genius, and you'll have more time to perfect that golf swing. You really need to work on that.
Great. I'll give Harmony Ridge Construction a call today. What's their number?
720-660-0265. Or visit them online at harmonyridgeconstruction.com. They're best for any small fix or large remodel. They'll help you out.
Guy Whidden, 101st Airborne, landed Normandy in the dark on D-Day 1944, was knocked out on the jump, woke up, a gun to his head. What happened next? If you love the AmeriChicks World War II project on Fridays and know a World War II vet, we'd love to share their story. We're in a race against time to gather as many stories as possible and as quickly as possible to preserve them for all future generations. So if you know a World War II vet or have that great World War II story to share, email us at AmeriChicks@gmail.com. That's the AmeriChicks@gmail.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Does better nutrition have to mean fewer freedoms? Most of us are concerned when we hear of children not getting the nourishment they need. So it's understandable that we've adopted healthy standards for the food served in our schools. But if we first look through the lens of liberty, we would let parents decide what's best for their kids. Recent stories about school food police taking lovingly packed lunches away from children and forcing them to eat the school's pre-selected and mass-produced meals are shocking. yet we tend to shrug these incidents off and do nothing about it. That is not the American way. Our nation is based on the idea that ordinary people can govern themselves and do not need the government to dictate such mundane details as what's for lunch.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
Hey, welcome back to the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim on KDMT every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. We want to hear you here. Join us and call us if you have anything you'd like to join the conversation. We're at 303-632-4160. You know, we like to look at issues that really matter to the American people, and it's not right versus left. It's right versus wrong. What's right for the people? And what Kim and I believe is right for the people is a smaller government that's limited by the powers that we give them in the Constitution. And if they stick to those powers, those limited powers, then the people can be big. We can go out and create jobs and create wealth. And, you know, we can have, like, you know, in a, just a very short amount of time, you go from having a big old clunker phone and a big old computer and a big old flashlight and a big old map on your desk and a phone book and all that. And then you get this little smartphone. This is technology. It's because of innovation. It's because government could be smaller. So we're on the phone with Dr. Gerard Lamero. He's an author, philosopher, economist, engineer, really, really smart guy. He's got four books out right now. I believe a fifth is on the way. Check him out at greatnewsforamerica.com. Dr. Lamero, I wanted to go a little different direction right now. You have worked on many political campaigns in various roles. You even worked on Ronald Reagan's campaigns, which is I love, of course.
And worked on the 76 and then the 80 campaign for Reagan.
Awesome. So you obviously must in your heart feel the same way as Kim and I do, that the government is here to protect the people, and that's about it.
I agree, totally. The government's job is clearly defined in our founding documents. It's clearly defined in the Federalist Papers and elsewhere. You know, the government is there to basically protect our liberty. That's what the Constitution is all about, protecting our liberty and ensuring that no one, an executive, a Congress or legislative branch, or the courts, get out of line and have too much power. That's why we have checks. That's why we have balances and that. And it works great if you let it work great, although the folks on the left seem to think the Constitution is in their way because they're not able to get their way all the time on every issue, and therefore that's just old stuff, you know, that needs to change.
Yeah.
Well, that's baloney. It doesn't need to change. It's the best political document ever written on the face of this earth.
Agreed, agreed. Now, Dr. Lamero, the thing that I've kind of had my eyes open to this year since the past election is I seemed to think in the past when politicians ran on a ticket and say that they stood for less government, that they were going to do what they could to repeal Obamacare because they knew that the government, you know, forcing mandates and forcing coverage from insurance companies was going to increase the price for everybody. There were Republicans, Dr. Lamero, that said that they would repeal Obamacare and put together a different kind of replacement that would allow us all to have really seriously good access at lower prices. But the Republicans didn't do that this year. And I'm wondering if maybe they never thought President Trump would win, so they didn't think they'd actually have to back up their promises. But what do you think, and what do you think is next? Do you think we will finally have some people that get rid of Obamacare, and will we have tax reform?
We are in a long-term conservative trend towards smaller government, morality in government, and freedom. We will win, and when I say we, I'm talking about the American people, the American voter. Okay, unfortunately, there are a lot of people in politics in Washington who are smart enough to hire pollsters that can tell them what to say to people and how to campaign to get elected. But then when they get to Washington, I don't know if the air is too thin at those low altitudes, they can't breathe. or if there's not enough oxygen on the plane and they lose their sense of thinking while they're landing at Dulles Airport. But you know what? They get back there, and then they do whatever they please. They join the club. They go to the cocktail parties. You know, they go to the dinners. They listen to lobbyists, and they forget about the people who voted them there. I'll tell you what. There's a long-term trend. 2010 was a big election. You know about it. The historic House election with 63 votes, new House seats for Republicans. And the Senate in 2014, the White House in 2016, but we're not done yet. This trend is in progress. And what we're going to see is a tremendous amount of new conservatives replacing the old establishment folks. Unfortunately, there are a lot of establishment Republicans who are just not getting the job done. And the American people believed them when they said they were going to be conservative. They were going to repeal and replace Obamacare. They were going to do all the other things they promised.
Yep.
And they didn't. And it's not just the Democrats who aren't performing. Nobody expects them to perform. They're delusional. You know, they don't even think straight, in our view. But in terms of the Republicans, they are also in trouble. Look, for example, in Alabama. Okay, Roy Moore won. He's going to win that election. It's going to be a rock-solid conservative senator right there. Take a look at Arizona. Kelly Ward is going to beat Jeff Flake. He's sort of a rhino, kind of a so-so Republican. Guess what? He's going to be replaced with a solid conservative. This is going to happen in many, many elections across the country. Add to that the fact that there are about 25 Democrats in the Senate, if we start with the Senate, who have to defend their seats, 24 plus one independent that votes Democrat in the Senate. A lot of them are from states that were strongly for Trump. They are going to be replaced. They're not only going to be replaced by Republicans, but by conservative Republicans. And so I'll tell you, we're going to see 2019 when there are a whole lot more conservatives in Congress. And in fact, I think the Republicans will hold the Senate and not only keep what they got, but hold it, have more conservatives in place of some of the rhinos. And in addition, they're going to have a whole lot of those Democrat seats. They're going to have about 60, 61, 62 Republican senators. They're going to be filibuster proof.
Wow.
It's going to be a conservative Congress. And that's why I'm very confident that the trend will continue, more and more conservatives elected, and it's going to get tougher and tougher for those Democrats. And the Democratic Party may be virtually on its last gasp. I don't know if it's going to last much longer. In fact, I'll give you one possible thing that could happen. One thing that could happen is the Republican Party splits in two. There'll be a conservative part. It'll be the majority party. There'll be a liberal part of the Republican Party, which will be like the old Democrats, you know, not as radical as the Democrats, but really rhinos and, you know, the kind of people we have now, like Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, John McCain.
And then the Democrats, so those will be the two parties, the conservative party, maybe even get a new name to it, conservative, and then the Republican Party, which is sort of the leftover establishment Republicans, and the Democrats, I see them as just plain shutting down, going out of business, because they don't have, they're losing support all over the place. In fact, recent news in that we've seen people talking about, these are former blue voters, you know, people who support Democrats, saying, I have just swallowed the red pill. The red pill refers to the science fiction movie The Matrix,
yep, 1999.
And the red pill, people swallowed that. They saw the truth. They saw the light.
Yep.
So when you have people who used to support the Democrats saying, I see the light, I'm going conservative, that is a major trend. That is a big deal. So our conservative long-term trend, which I wrote about in my last book, Great News for America, is continuing. And my new book, I'll put a little plug in it for next January, is more Great News for America that's going to talk about how conservatives are going to do well next year and what the country looks like in 2019 with the conservative changes that are happening.
Okay, Dr. Lamero, and I have like five questions that I want to ask you. Is there a chance that you'll be able to stay through the break and help us finish out the show?
Oh, sure. Happy
Great.
To do it.
Okay, my first question, Alabama, Roy Moore, President Trump endorsed the other guy. So is that a problem for Trump?
Not at all. The American people are smart. They know that Trump was sort of had his arm twisted slightly into supporting Strange, which, by the way, was a strange endorsement.
No pun intended.
Right. No pun intended. And he had various reasons. You know, Strange did a couple of good things, you know, supported him in a couple of situations. I think he made the endorsement too early and didn't give a chance for everybody to run. And then, if he had a chance, I think he would have picked more. The voters of Alabama were so smart, they not only knew what Trump had done, they knew what was best for Trump. And they said, hey, Donald, president, strange isn't the right answer for you. We're going to vote for more. We're going to vote conservative. We're going to vote for people who are going to get your agenda done in Washington. Strange isn't going to do it. So I don't think it was a repudiation of Trump. I think it was the American people supporting him.
Fascinating. Now, my next question, we're going to be going to break here shortly. My next question is, you talked about the three things of that conservatives want: smaller government, morality in government, and freedom. I'd like you to explain morality in government when we come back from our break here. We are the AmeriChicks, Molly Vogt and Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website, AmeriChicks.com. And we have Dr. Gerard Lamero on the line with us. And what's his website, Molly? Oh, I thought you had it right there in front of you.
GreatNewsForAmerica.com.
Okay, great. So this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. We'll be right back with Dr. Gerard Lamero, and he's going to talk about morality in government.
In America, we stand on the shoulders of giants. Benjamin Franklin and other founding fathers handed us a republic and challenged us to keep it. The challenge remains today, more than 240 years later. The AmeriChicks invite you to call in every weekday afternoon at 5 p.m. to sort through the smoke and mirrors to discuss government policies as right versus wrong rather than right versus left. Denver's only female-hosted call-in talk show on your drive home. The AmeriChicks, Kim Monson and Molly Vogt, sponsored by Yanni's in the Landmark for the best lamb chops in town. Weekday afternoons at 5 on KDMT, Denver. Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Hey, if you like what you're hearing from the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, chances are your future clients do too. Let us help you promote your business and fatten up your wallet. To feature your business on the AmeriChicks program, email us at AmeriChicks@gmail.com. We feature the most topical news and intriguing guests every weekday during afternoon drive time, 5 to 6 p.m., while you and your clients are enjoying the program on your way home from work. So become a sponsor today by emailing the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, at AmeriChicks@gmail.com. That's the AmeriChicks@gmail.com. Or visit us online at AmeriChicks.com. Today you need to have a great online and social media presence, and the best in the biz is Desi On Demand. The AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, personally work with Brandon, the founder of Desi On Demand. Desi On Demand is instrumental with our video projects, Chick Chat, Eggs, Exceptional Endeavors, and our World War II project. We most heartily endorse his creativity, innovation, dedication, and integrity. Brandon and his team bring all that to the table. Check out Desi On Demand's website at mydesi.com or call 303-359-1522 for more info, and be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
In a world of uncertainty, anything can happen. It pays to protect yourself, your family, your business, your home, and your car. And it pays to work with the proven professionals at Alliance Insurance Services. Jeremy McCallum and his Alliance Insurance Services team work with a variety of insurance companies competing for your business. Jeremy and the Alliance Insurance Services team helps you find the right insurance at the right price. They know you'll sleep better at night knowing Alliance Insurance Services is handling all of your insurance needs. Give them a call today at 303-431-9351. That's 303-431-9351. And be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
Hey, you know what? It is good when you're an entrepreneur starting a new business to just have a team around you that really cares about what you're doing and is especially a specialist and has technical skills that can help you with your computers and all kinds of stuff. And I'm super excited to tell you, we've been talking about it for about a month and a half now, Kimmy. EvanYourITGuy.com has just launched. It is ready
Yay.
To go.
Woo-hoo.
Yay. Call them anytime, 24/7, no matter what the problem is with your computer, hardware, software, memory, whatever it is, they got your back 24/7. And they're actually hiring IT guys as well. So if you know any veterans looking for an IT job, they're specifically looking for veterans. But anybody, please give them a call as well. But go check out EvanYourITGuy.com. Scroll to the bottom under Discover. You'll see free webcam cover. Give them your contact information, mailing address, mention the AmeriChicks, and they will send you the webcam cover. And then, of course, you're on their mailing list so you can get, you know, the rates and what's going on and what's new. And that webcam cover is pretty good. So if you want to sit in front of your computer with rollers like Kimmy does, nobody can see
you. I got
a
new computer. I just looked over. I don't have a webcam cover. I've got to get one from EvanYourITGuy.com.
Get in there and look at it. We love our partners. And Bill Imony with EvanYourITGuy is a great partner. So check out his company.
You got it. So Dr. Gerard Lamero is our guest today. And Molly and I are sitting here. We have a list of questions. We're going to have to get you back on the show. Okay,
yep.
Dr. Lamero?
That's great. Love to be on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Maybe we can do show live, too, from your studio.
Well, we'd love that. You're on the line right now, but we'd love to have you come down from Fort Collins and be in studio with us. So let's jump in here. You talked about three things that conservatives think are important. This is a trend, you said, that we're headed towards in America: smaller government, morality in government, and freedom. What do you mean, morality in government? Does that mean that government's coming in and telling people what they can and cannot do?
Oh, of course not. No. That's a good way to put the question, but it shows just the opposite in terms of what the American people want. The first thing American people want, the electorate wants, in terms of morality, is they want candidates who actually do what they say.
Yeah.
They want to be able to elect people that are honest and that do what they say. If they're not honest, then they don't have morality in the view of a lot of voters. So that's number one.
Yep.
The second thing is they want decisions that are made for the people, not for particular groups that are funding elections. So, for example, they don't want lobbyists who make the biggest donations and go to all the cocktail parties and host some of the cocktail parties to be making decisions for them. So I think that's what they're looking for. They're looking for honesty. For example, a lot of people have been upset over the fact that Hillary Clinton has yet to be indicted for a lot of her things. I think Rudy Giuliani said there were at least 11 or it might have been 15 different possible indictments of Hillary Clinton based on her actions when she's working as Secretary of State, you know, the secret documents on her home server and, you know, on and on, all the different things. The fact that Bill Clinton gets a big donation of money from Russians after the Russians get the access to some of our uranium reserves, things like that just look so fishy. They don't want that, and they want to see everybody treated the same. The rule of law, not the rule of men. So I would say those are the big things for morality.
What about, okay, that brings up another question. What about this whole Russia thing with Donald Trump? What's your take on that?
The biggest non-issue we've seen in probably two or three decades. It's a non-event. I mean, we have something that's been studied since November 9th, the day after the election. That's when they dreamed up the idea of why Hillary lost, because of the Russians. Since then, we have not had one shred of evidence that anything happened. And by the way, collusion is not a crime if they did collude, but there's no evidence they even colluded. And I think it's utterly ridiculous. I think Hillary ought to just be honest, maybe rewrite that book that she wrote. By the way, I love to read books, but I did not buy her book.
Me either.
I did not buy her book. This is the reason I didn't, is all my reading, I only read nonfiction.
Right. Right. You're going in to learn something. Well, and you're right, Dr. Lamiro. You know, you said that the way that we get our news changes from time to time according to what's going to be the best for the people and how we're going to get true, real news.
Sure.
And, you know, you talked about President Trump using Twitter so much because, you know, Kimmy, you're talking about Russia here, but you've got these certain groups that keep pushing this no news, faux Russia story, that it takes time away from the truth of what's really going on out there. And the people really do want to know the truth. So it's good to get that straight. We want people, like you said, Dr. Lamiro, held accountable, consequences to their actions, even the political elite, even they have to have consequences and enforce the law for absolutely everybody. No one's above the law in America. We don't have a king here. So that's awesome. So another question, I know Kimmy was going to ask you this, but I got to the microphone first. She was going to ask, what do you think it's going to look like in Colorado with the open primaries?
Well, I actually do not believe in open primaries because there is so much crossover that can take place. The other party can do damage to a given party because basically instead of trying to find the best Republican or the best Democrat to run, you can have crossover depending on the nature of that particular election season, and you can have crossover to pick the worst Republican or the worst Democrat. And so I think open primaries are bad. I don't expect it's going to add anything. You know, the idea of primaries are fine if you want to do primaries, but why not keep them to the party? Because, I mean, you're trying to pick the best Republican or the best Democrat or the best whatever. And so I'm against it. I don't expect it to work well. I think we might get less optimal candidates.
Well, that doesn't sound good for Colorado.
No, I don't think it is, and I think where open primaries exist, there have been a lot of examples, of less than the best possible outcomes.
Boy, between that and the mail-in ballot, we're in a world of hurt here in Colorado.
Yeah, the mail-in ballot's also a problem, and so are places, that don't have voter ID. We need voter ID. I mean, you need ID to buy alcohol. You need ID to get a library card in some places. You need ID for most everything, but something as sacred and as important as maintaining the integrity of our elections, we certainly should have voter ID. 100 countries in the world have voter ID. Why don't we have it universally across the whole country?
Yeah. If we really want to protect our country, we would require that, because we talk to so many kids, millennials and young folks saying, you got to get out there and vote. If you have a feeling and you're going to say that you're for this or you're against this or you want something to change, then don't just say it, go do something about it. And the one of the things you can do is to vote. And they say, well, my vote just doesn't even count. And, in some places it doesn't if it's watered down. So we want pure voting. So another quick question for you, Dr. Lamiero. 2019, you're looking at what the country's going to look like in 2019. What do you think it will look like as far as Antifa and, the new white supremacist and Black Lives Matter and all these different ISIS here in town? What do you think all of that kind of stuff is going to look like?
I think they're going to dry up. I don't think they're going to go anywhere. I think sooner or later, somebody on the left is going to wise up and realize they're counterproductive. They are not helping themselves. They are hurting themselves. And I think whenever that happens, they'll sort of just basically dry up. I think George Soros and his billionaire friends are able to support these people for quite some time. But I think they're going to realize that they're actually less helpful. And I think as the Democratic Party recedes into the history books, which it will, I think that they're going to recede into the history books as well.
Wow. One other quick question then, and that is, you're saying we have this kind of move, this march towards conservatism, smaller
we
government,
do.
Morality in government, and freedom. However, I think that the possible spoiler on this is immigration. So you've got a minute and a half, Dr. Lamiero.
Well, first of all, let me just say, if you want to understand the conservative era, that's what the Great News for America book is about. It's about the new conservative era. I divided the country into 7 American constitutional eras, and these are time periods where the constitutional decisions were similar. And part of this 2016 was the election. Part of it is this new conservative era. So if you want to understand that in more detail, take a look at that book. It's also a good read before you get to the next book, More Great News for America, so you know how that's going to fit in together.
I like it.
And they do fit together. So in terms of the immigration, if we allow, unrestrained immigration to continue, it's detrimental to the country, especially if we don't have voter ID, where we can check and see if the people voting are truly American citizens. And I know some places on the East Coast, for example, want to allow, and other places too, want to allow illegal immigrants to vote, which I think is absurd. And I won't even go into why. That's obvious. But the answer is that's going to be resolved too. I really believe as we go more and more conservative, we're going to see less and less illegal immigration. I think they're going to resolve. It could be the Dreamers and that. There are going to be some places where they're going to have some amnesty. There may be no way to avoid that right at the moment. But as we go more and more conservative, that will be less likely to happen. And whatever has not happened won't happen. Because moving forward, we're not going to permit that.
Well, I have to get your book. I'm glad that we have finally connected because we need some good news. We need some great news for America right now. So, Dr. Gerard Lamiero, thank you so much for being with the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. All of our shows will be up on our website within typically about 12, 24 hours and on SoundCloud so people can access it there. So, Dr. Lamiero, thank you so much.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me, and let's do it again.
Well, let's do it.
We
and
sure
again,
will. Thank you. GreatNewsForAmerica.com.
Okay, great. Thank you, Dr. Lamiero.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great interview, Molly.
It really is. And he has so much positive information. Check out his website, Great News for America. He's talking about 10 laws for winning presidential elections. And one of the things he says on here is the law of the optimistic vision. I think people are tired of the division and the angry and the naming and the bullying and the pointing somebody out and hate. Optimism, leadership, unity, that's what's going to take us forward. That's what gets us back to where we started.
Well, I think you read my mind on the quote then.
Oh.
This is Donald Trump. He says, when you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. The Bible tells us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity.
You're right. We stand together. This is the AmeriChicks, right versus wrong instead of right versus left. We'll see you tomorrow, 5 p.m., same place.